This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, actually, this is very important. Try to understand, actually. This is an important thing. Many of you learn. But one thing we don't understand, really, learning in Islam is not only, being educated. It also really connect yourself with the genealogy of the family, pious people. For example, in modern education, what matters is skill. You get a certain skill and that work people, that you get money. But in Islam, actually, education not only to get a skill. Islamic education is to make your personality, to make you a good person. That's what Islamic education is. And in that one, it is very important to connect you with pious people. So then you know you belong to this family. One family, your family is your family of the by blood, your father and mother. That also you need to be noble family. Father was noble and father. But the real family in Islam really is a family of the knowledge. That you study with this shaykh, who was pious and knowledgeable, who studied with this Shaykh, going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Muslims have got nobody else. This continuous chain of narration and teaching and learning, going back to the Prophet, nobody else has. Jews don't have any chain of teaching or learning going back to Musa Alayhi Salaam. Christians don't have any link going back to Isa Alayhi Salaam. We Muslims have got hundreds and hundreds of chains of narration which goes from us to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I can narrate a hadith from my teacher, who from his teacher, going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And many men and many women, they have been doing, actually I don't have time, otherwise I would have narrated to you many hadiths with my chain of narration going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some of those chains are through the men and some of them through the women. So think really, it is really such a great honor to be part of a chain where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the first person and you become the last person. Once you learn this, you also become part of the chain. Many women, they became in the chain. How? Because they learned and they also taught. This system is very, very good, really. You not only learning, you basically become part of that chain, that noble chain of narration. You become from that noble family. So, alhamdulillah, we want to make this tradition, alive. And Aslam Institute, when they're offering, the classes for the Arabic language and also for the grammar and, hadith and Quran, but at the same time, they want to make this tradition alive. When you can relate yourself to the Prophet ﷺ through authentic chain of narration.